or TFW Mobile. CEF, good morning, Ken.
Andrew, happy Friday.
Hey, I can, it's not raining. I can put my antenna on the car. At least, you know, until later today. Yeah, it's supposed to start raining. Or if we're in the morning.
Like it's not going to rain until like 5 or 6 tonight.
Reports yesterday, and one app says that it's supposed to start raining later tonight. Another one said first thing in the morning on Saturday, like around midnight or so. So who knows?
As you can count on is the weather people today don't have a clue.
Computer models.
Only as good as the people putting in the info.
Yeah. Got any big plans for the weekend, you and the wife?
Going to be a granddaughter, but they had to cancel out. My daughter-in-law's grandfather's birthday, so they're going to go over there and celebrate his birthday with him this weekend. So on Sunday, and then if the weather ain't too bad,
I'll do some of that. But you know, I don't know. I want to get my back porch. Screened in porch, cleaned off, that way it was ready for some warmer weather to sit out there and drink coffee on the weekends, but I don't know if it'll get done this weekend with it raining Saturday. It'll be sopping wet Sunday.
I got one of my uncles passed away all the way up in Michigan, trying funerals like on Tuesday, trying to decide if I should go up there or not.
It's a heck of a drive.
It's 10 hours to where he lives, but I don't know, it's long haul.
So we had to drive to West Virginia for, I don't know how they were related to me. I don't know if it was my mom's uncle or something like that, somewhere along those lines. And we'd stay with them, and then a couple weeks later, they were in a bad car wreck, and they killed both of them. So we had to drive up to West Virginia again, and we was up there for several days for a funeral. And it was a long trip to West Virginia, even though it's not really that long.
Your kid seems like you'll never get there, right?
Right. Even a trip to the beach was eternity. I mean, two and a half hours. Well, 250 miles. That'd take about four and a half hours. That was forever.
Yeah, that took us to Myrtle Beach for the day.
Beach trip. Funny, my kids now, you know, they got their phones and they'll be on their phones watching YouTube or whatever the whole way down. And it's just like, get off your phone. And they don't know what to do half the time. I remember my mom would go buy me like Mad magazines and Crack magazines, little comic magazines, and I would read them on the way to the beach. And that was all I had all the way to the beach.
But then sometimes we didn't even have that. All we got to do was look at the scenery. Going to New Jersey to see my grandparents. Dad always traveled at night.
Night too. Usually the roads are a little bit easier to travel. The only downside is watching out for wildlife.
You can do it, work all day and travel all night, but man, I just get too sleepy now.
I don't remember if I was still working nights or something. And I got off work and we left first thing in the morning. So no more than I got home, we had the car loaded up and we took off for the beach. And the wife was supposed to stay awake and help me out. And we got about halfway down on the other side of Columbia. Sun was coming up. And man, I was struggling on that trip.
First days. And then one time we were coming back from Raleigh after Thanksgiving. We ate Thanksgiving dinner late. We were coming back. I made it to the South Carolina line. I pulled over. I told Susan, I said, you're going to have to drive. I ain't going to make it.
Tired. It's not a good decision anymore. I had Davis services, you know, Davis Air Conditioning, Davis Service. They come over and quoted me a price to run me a plug-in for an electric car. So my breaker is on the back left side of my house, and the driveway is on the front right. And they quoted me $2,800 to do the run, that they're going to have to put in, not a sub panel, but just a panel to be able to run the wire and fish it down through the floor and all this other stuff. I'm like, heck no, I ain't paying $2,800.
Actually, cheap.
I don't know, man. I know I can't use Romex, but that's not outdoor stuff. You'd have to get the outdoor stuff. It's a little more expensive, but still, it's only a 50, maybe pushing 70 foot run of, you know, like a 6'3", 6 gauge, something. And I don't know. It's just a chunk of change for all that extra work. And two guys doing it, I don't know. It feels like a little more work than whatever I think it should be. But I don't know. It's just too much money.
Running it to the outside?
The panel down up underneath the house, run it to the other side of the house, and put the plug and then an external box, you know, outdoor. Yeah, an outdoor box, just keep it weather resistant. And that was $2,800.
Charging your current car?
The i4, which is a bay of a full battery vehicle in our lease program. And I was wanting to get one, but that's just too much money.
One in the bad spot. K4 TFW.
1290 now. K04 CEF.
Get you with those electric cars, you know, say, you don't have the power thing. I think my wife's boss, it cost him $5,000 to put it in.
Hoping, if it had been around 1,000, 1,500, I would have done it. But, man, once you get above 2,000, 2,500, I think you're pushing it there. Not just to charge an electric car that's really not mine. I think I could do the work and not, you know, burn the house down or anything, but I've also thought about just going straight down and running around the outside of the house to reduce the chances of something, you know, going bad. They'd be on the outside running around the foundation of the house, but still, I just don't know if I want to. Never done two-phase since it's been years and years since I've worked electrical, so two-phase gets a little bit there. The 240 gets a lot different than your normal, but for the most part, it's about the same. So I don't know. I may end up doing it on my own. Who knows? Now, two power legs, you still got your negative and then your ground, and I just got to punch a hole through the floor again and then run it out through the foundation and run it around the perimeter of the house. I think that would be better than me climbing up underneath the house.
And on that one.
That way, that's probably the easiest way for me to do it and get it done versus going up under the house and trying to do all that. Strap it to the beams up underneath the house. I can't even think of what they're called.
Joist.
Yeah, to the joist and all that. I think it'd just be easier to go outside if I do it.
KO4HKX.
KO4CF.
Morning, Patrick. KN4TFW.
Call now, Andrew.
My quote to get a 240-volt outlet put out front next to the driveway, and they were going to charge me $2,800 to install it.
It's a lot just to charge the car.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, it'd take a while to recoup that. Like I said, plus it's not my car.
I don't think that would be too cost effective.
May, June time frame, I'm gonna start my diligently shopping for a truck. Give me a gas F-250.
Keep my eye open as I'm driving around. See if there's anything out there.
We'll take money out of 401k and pay for the truck myself and then pay myself back instead of the bank or finance company or something like that.
That way you make the money on it, not somebody else.
Yeah, so we'll end up turning my little car in and I'll start driving the truck a little more and then I'll drive the other car. new rule says if you have one car, it's got to be driven to work as your primary vehicle. So I'll have to drive it a decent amount, the one that I get for the wife, and then I'll have to drive the truck. Hold on 1 second. I'm at the red light. Yeah.
You get to keep those cars.
You're shooting for 12,000 miles. I think I'm all over that right now. I'd have to, once I stop driving, I'll look. The wife's car is actually over. She's probably closer to 13 now. But, yeah, they've been shooting for about 12,000. It changes depending on the, you know, basically how the market's going. If it's a little bit slower, they'll make us drive them longer. If it's doing really well, then we'll usually turn them in at like 12,000 miles.
To take one?
I have to take one, so that's why. What I'm going to end up doing is turning mine in. It's time to turn the wife's in, and then we're just going to go down to one and get a little bit bigger one. So we're looking at the X5 right now, and so we'll pick it up, and then I'll start driving my truck again.
You'll be fine.
Not a bad deal to, like, I pay, I think for this car, it's about $350 a month. No taxes or insurance. The only thing I do is, you know, keep the gas in it, take it, get the oil changed across the street here. From work, we don't pay for that. And you just basically get to drive the car around for a while. Like I said, the downside has been the restrictions on putting stuff on the car, like the antenna and all that. So it'd be nice to drive my truck again. It needs to be driven.
It's nice in one way and then not in the other because it's not your car and, like you say, the restrictions on what you can and can't do with it.
Sweet. I mean, you got to keep it clean. They can fine you if it's dirty. It's not your vehicle. So, yeah, there's pros and cons to it. Like, it's been nice to, you know, diesel prices have been so high. It was nice to kind of lease a car that doesn't use as much fuel. And, you know, but now I think it's time. Instead of spending $2,800 on a charger or doing anything crazy like that, I think it's time to start looking for a truck. I mean, I need one. I gotta have one.
Truck already?
No, I've thought about selling it outright, but I think at the end of the day, I don't know if I want to deal with that hassle of doing that and, you know, trying to find the right person and deal with all the junk that comes along with it, where people email you and have no interest in it and all that stuff. So I'm probably just end up cleaning it up when it comes time and trade it in, even though I'll get less money on it. You know, I think that'd be the best way to go. KO4C.
The motor in it?
I don't know. I don't know about doing that. That's nothing that's around my area of expertise. I don't know what that would entail.
Not a bad idea with the cost of everything. As long as your truck's still worth more than the value than it would cost you to do it, or you plan to drive it out of it, which goes wrong. So as long as the truck's in good shape, and the truck's worth $15,000 and it costs you $8,000 to put an engine in it, then you're better off to do that than buy something else.
Idea. I mean, would you basically buy used F-250, I mean, I guess go to the junkyard or whatever and buy the engine and put it in, or what would that entail?
If it was me, I would take the truck to the Ford place, have a quote to put an engine in it, and that way you have a warranty, just like you did if you bought it from the dealer on the engine. You take it to any Ford dealer, have it fixed, and here's my paperwork, I'm covered. I've had to do that for people before. They put engines and trans in them and take off with them for 3 years, the powertrain's covered. So it really has its benefits, its ups and downs. You have to keep the vehicle to drive your money out of it. That's because you're not going to get it back if you sell it within the first 2 years. So that's what you got to commit to.
Actually, put a motor in it that would have been in a F-250 around that time range of a gasoline engine.
If you wanted to put a gasoline engine, you'd have to go back. Your truck's diesel, you just stay with the diesel. But if you wanted to find a used truck and put a gas engine in it, you could do that too. And now this Ford has remanned engines, factory remands, and they come with, used to be 3-year unlimited mileage. It changes, the warranty does. So you'd have to verify where it's at when you go to get your quote. So you'd be covered for 3 years unlimited mileage on the engine, and you know, or and a trans if you put one in it. And that way, if you wanted to do a gas engine, you find you a good truck that's got a bad engine in it, and you go do the same thing.
The possibility of swapping my truck over to gas is not really a good thing to do.
But it's a lot more trouble than it's worth to do that.
You find a gas one with a blowed up motor.
Possibility. I'll start shopping around, see what I can find. Because you can find them here and there, so we'll see what I can find. But yeah, I've been looking around, you know, 2015, 2016. Model F-250s with a gas engine in them. That way I can start seeing what prices are looking like. You can get them for around 30. Some of them go a little higher. You know, they want a little more for them, but I wouldn't buy one right now anyway. For me, I need to start my trek on in the plant. So, Ken, you be safe this morning. Patrick, enjoy your day off, and hopefully we'll holler at you either over the weekend or Monday morning. So, y'all have a good one. Enjoy your weekend. KO4CF, and I'll be clear in your final.
So, y'all are interested in going to the Charlotte Ham Fest in the morning?
What?
We're going to meet at the Cracker Barrel on Upper Road at 6 o'clock.
Put talk with the wife, make sure we don't have anything going on. I don't think we do. It is supposed to be raining Saturday, so... I'm not sure. But yeah, let me get back to you, and I'll let you know. I'll text you a little later today.
And we're driving right by you, so just let us know. And Ken, come on, you can go with us and just walk around.
It's probably not happening. But Andrew, you have an awesome day. Be safe. KO4GFW.
Have a great day, and just let me know. KO4HKX.
Roger that. 73, KO4C.
Fellas, KO4NXY.
Stranger, hope you've been doing okay. KO4HKX.
Good morning, David. KN4TFW.
We were out of town for a little over a week, and I just haven't been getting up early enough to get in here and say good morning. I've been kind of sleeping in some.
Thank you for that.
I feel better if I do get up, go ahead and get up early and get my day started. I got a bunch of medicine I have to take in the morning, check my sugar and all this, that, and the other, and just generally do better if I go ahead and get up.
With you, if I lay in the bed thinking, oh, I just want to lay here, I'm better off to get up. I usually end up with a headache and just a miserable day.
Got quite a few things on the to-do list today, so hoping the weather will kind of hold off. The woman on Channel 4 saying we could get, you know, kind of spotty rain on and off all day, but if I'm lucky, it won't be hitting here too bad.
Get done what you want to do. Ken, you doing okay out there?
Good today. Yeah, no worries. Hopefully it'll just be a coast spine today.
Been enough excitement on the roads this week.
Yeah.
Go somewhere fun, or are you just going for business or whatever?
know, it's 80 meter, 75 meter, and 10 meter that got it put together, and I've got a push-up pole I want to put it on, and it's just a matter of doing a little bit more to it and getting the push-up pole, you know, putting all the things together and getting it up in the air and seeing if it don't do a little better than what I am trying to, what I got hooked up right now that doesn't do that great on 75. I can hear people pretty good, but anytime I check into the sideband net, they seem to have a hard time hearing me.
Well, hopefully it does better for you then, and you can get it put up sometime soon.
I'm pretty sure I heard Gary check in. DOIS, I think, is called part of his call from over in Easley. I'm pretty sure I heard him check. You know, it's a good little local southeast net, and 3.0951 or something. I think that's what it's on. KF4NXY.
Gary's calling right, KI4DOS. He's got a nice setup over there to get in with.
He sounded good. I don't know if you know, but Jody came over to the house week or two back, and he got a machine for me, and he cleared off, I imagine, probably 2 acres back there for me. It looks a whole lot better. I got a whole lot more usable yard, and if I want a deer hunt, I can just sit in the backyard and wait on them to come by, come October.
Texting with Jody, he said he'd been sick and his voice hadn't been able to talk. So I've been texting with him and keeping tabs on him. He's probably out there listening right now.
Talked to him on the radio that day. I didn't even recognize, who I was talking to. I was hoping he was getting better by now, but his voice was in bad shape.
Whenever it quits raining every weekend, I'm trying to get him up here to do some work for me. But with it raining, you can't do much of anything.
That kind of, we had to hold off a while on doing this in my backyard because it's just so much rain. And, since then, it's been kind of muddy, but, yeah, he knows how to run that stuff. He done good. KF4NXY.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it done. He got it done for you, and hopefully you enjoy it and get you some grass put out there and bake the wildlife in a little bit. And, Ken, you getting close to work?
Quarter mile out from the road to go to the gate.
Leave you out of the conversation.
Good. I'm just sitting here enjoying the conversation. Single sideband. The only time I have an issue with it when I do check in is if the net control is in Greenville, then it's a little bit iffy.
It's in a few times and I hadn't had any trouble on 80 meters going straight up, straight down to Greenville. Now I had some trouble talking to Ed one night on 80 meters, but I think it's because he lives so close.
Yeah, it can be part of the problem, if you're too close to somebody, just skips right over them.
My 80 meter lower, then it would probably work a little better.
That's all you need is just drop the height down a little bit and get that angle of takeoff changed.
Do you know of any kind of maybe field day type thing coming up anytime soon? I'm trying to put a kind of a to-go outfit together to set up, you know, for if you know of anything coming up that, you know, that the guys in the club might be putting together.
They're having a radio radio rally over at the, I think it's the Equestrian Center in Toronto in that area, and it's on the website to find out the exact information. So, and it's April 20th. They're going to have, like, small ham fest, you know, testing, food. I think they're doing a contest for mobile install, a couple other things, but it's on the website if you want to go read about it.
Well, that sounds interesting. I'll do that. I'll check that out. I got a hold of one of them, I guess you'd call an octagon cap. MFJ makes it. And put a bunch of ham sticks in it, and it's kind of a strange, interesting looking setup. Haven't been able to get the stand and wave good on it yet, but it's something that I think I could set up out in the field and maybe do something with.
2104. That's what I use for my primary.
Got it hooked up to the one in the house right now, and you know, been kind of playing with it a little bit. It's an interesting setup. I kind of like it.
Mine just, I have to turn it just depending on what band I'm on, so I can get the, you know, the angle of aim right and that. But I'm gonna say 7-3 to everybody. Everybody have an awesome day. I've made it into the parking lot, so you guys be good and safe out there, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
Again, have a great day, and talk to you later. KO4 HK.
Again, catch you a little later. KF4 NXY. On your agenda for today.
Well, things I need to take care of, and still trying to finish up closing down my stepdad's estate, and I got a couple things there I got to finish up, but mainly everything will be inside because it's so wet and muddy. There's no chance of doing nothing outside today or this weekend.
Any that you mentioned closing out his estate, my wife was the executor on my mom's estate, and she just mailed all that in to the probate people yesterday and closed out the last checking account that was involved in the process. And so all that's, you know, finally a done deal. I don't know about where you live, but down here you got, you know, kind of a time limit, and we had on it because we're having problems getting one of the accounts closed out. But anyway, it can be a headache, but you know, just one of them things you gotta do.
Some of these accounts, it's not as easy as just calling up and saying, I want to close this. They make it difficult, and that's what I got to deal with today also.
Please, you know, just try and be patient and, you know, go with the flow. that's sometimes I don't come across well talking to people on the phone, so I even get Marie to call and make my doctor's appointments. I don't know what it is. That's sometimes people think I've got an angry tone on the phone, and it's I don't know. It's just sometimes I don't come across real pleasant. So I get her to handle most of that. KF4 and XY.
I mean, and people are so sensitive anymore, and on the other hand, quick to judge just because you say something with a little bit of firmness that you're mad. I'm just trying to get my point across.
Exactly what I'm talking about. Well, Patrick, I think I'm going to get me another cup of coffee, and really ain't much I can do right now while it's dark outside, but I'm kind of got some scary rooms is what we call them. I got too much junk, so I'm trying to pull some of it out and going to take it to Goodwill or somewhere and donate it. So you have a good day, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4 NXY. Be clear on your final.
It was good to talk to you this morning. I'm glad to hear you back on the radio. And look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.